So I understand that Saturday the 12th is going to be the unveiling of the Unity Project. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so this summer we worked on a really exciting big project. One of our focuses as a program is to do inner city murals as a collaboration with artists and the youth. And so we actually paired 24 artists with 24 foster youth this summer and fall to work one-on-one to recreate the large public art panels that are displayed on 11th and Burnside. So Noble Rot is upstairs there, and there are currently art panels on the building that have been up since 2007. So yeah, we're just excited to kind of refresh the building and the city with some bright new artwork, and each piece is really unique and has a different story. And yeah, it was just really, really amazing to watch the artists and the foster youth connect and kind of become friends.
Right, yeah. So, why do you think it's so important that foster youth, or perhaps youth in general, get connected to art and creativity?
I think, in years past, when I was teaching art classes with foster youth and at the Boys and Girls Club, it was just really evident that you'd really see them kind of come out of their shell, and in a way that giving them the tools to be creative and kind of giving them a direction in creating something, they had an opportunity to find a way to be expressive in ways that they didn't know that they had. And it can be incredibly healing for a lot of youth that are dealing with traumas. And it helps them to kind of refocus and do better in school and to just connect with themselves and connect with fun people. And it's a really wonderful way for them to feel like they can utilize something inside of them that they maybe didn't realize was there. And it's just, yeah, I mean, there's so many studies out there to show the impacts of creativity and art are just so beneficial for all people, but especially youth that have been through challenges or griefs and traumas. So yeah, there's actually over 11,000 youth spent at least a day in foster care last year in Oregon. So we just work to give as many of these kids in the Portland area opportunities with just kind of having fun and being creative and having them be able to see what they're capable of in an artistic lens.
What is the impact that you hope the Unity Project will have?
I think that, beyond really giving the city a whole nother, beautiful view of fresh artwork, it's just going to be so amazing for the kids to be able to return to these pieces for years in the future. They're going to be up for the next 7 to 10 years on the building. So that's just a huge accomplishment for them that really instills kind of a sense of self-worth and an excitement that they got to have an impact on the city through artwork, and also just giving the city just a reminder that there's so many wonderful youth in foster kids care. A lot of these kids are actually up for adoption. A couple of them were actually adopted through the project after kind of being featured and things like that. And so yeah, just kind of having people be more aware about the positive elements of supporting underprivileged youth and all youth really with arts education.
So, what's the event on Saturday going to look like?
So we are super excited. It's at the Red Eco Trust building, which is on 831 Southeast Salmon. And we are going to have all of the panels there to view. So it'll be like a large art show. And then as well, we have partners with Departure, Noble Rot, Tora Bravo, Hey Love, and Five and Dime are supplying food and beverages. Pyramid Beer is supplying all the beer. And so it'll be just like a fun party that with music and 6 to 8 will be all ages, so the kids can come and be a part of the art show. And then 8 to 11 will be 21 plus, 8 to 11:30 or so, 21 plus party. And yeah, just kind of as a way to just have people come and enjoy this beautiful art and help us to raise a little bit of money for this next year of programming. And yeah, everyone's welcome. It's open to the community.
Awesome. Is there anything else you want to impart to our listeners today?
We hope people get to cruise by the building on 11th and Burnside and check it out. They should be installed in about a month. And yeah, everyone's welcome to come to the event on Saturday from 6 to 12 at the Red at 831 Southeast Salmon.
Awesome. Well, Anna Barlow, thank you for speaking with me today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
For KBOO Evening News, I'm Althea Billings.